Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show.
Welcome back. Stuart Rosenthal joins me again from the Beacon Newspapers. How are you?
Good, Eric. How are you?
Good, good. The Beacon Newspaper is your news relevant for your life, and you can find it at over 1,500, yes, folks, 1,500 locations around the metropolitan area. Also, you can read them online. If you got a computer and you don't want to pick up the paper, hey, read the Beacon at thebeaconnewspapers.com. Good, Stuart. So technology in the paper. Yes. What are we going to cover today?
Good. We haven't had a technology section for a couple of years now, and I thought I'd talk about one of the stories. It's a very basic issue. We all come up across it all the time. There's so many wonderful apps and devices and things out there that are doing more and more tremendous things for us, making our lives easier.
Right.
At the same time, they are creating privacy issues for a lot of people, and sometimes we don't even know what the issues that they're creating. And I thought we'd touch on it in this story about some of the issues to think about. For example, there are all these new toys out there. So you grandparents out there buying the latest Barbie dolls. You know, they have these dolls now that respond to the children. They hear and they learn. They have artificial intelligence, and they can respond to this child and learn about the child and ask the right kinds of questions and things. But that means, actually, whether you know it or not, they're always listening to the conversation and recording it, and someone's sort of keeping track of this, and it's got a feedback loop there. So do you really necessarily want your child saying all kinds of things that are being listened to or recorded by others in a company that you don't really know? And there's also, for example, these new televisions that they think they're going to have these spoken commands. You can turn it on TV just by saying, you know, on, like you have with your phone, you know,
right.
Google or whatever.
Right.
But that means it's also always listening. So you don't really know, well, what are they listening to, and are they keeping this information for something or other? Now, they may say, look, we're not using this for any other purpose than to make it possible for you to do this. But do you, A, do you know that? And B, if they're hacked, which major companies have been hacked right and left, you know, will that still, will the person who hacked it be observing the privacy restrictions? Probably not. So you do have to keep these things in mind. Our cars now are recording everywhere we go, you know, and they have sensors, parking meters and roads and home appliances. Everything is going to be sensing your presence and what you're doing. Now, they can know exactly where you've been and when.
Right.
At all times. Is that something you really want? But on the other hand, if you want GPS, if you want directions,
right,
that's how you get it.
Well, you know, you are giving up privacy. You are giving up an opportunity to have yourself completely off the grid every day. And I think there is a hard decision. Some people I know are not on Facebook. They're not on any of the social medias.
Right.
And when they use the computer, they're always using the privacy mode, and they're trying to protect their own privacy. But in reality, you get into a car, and there's a computer in there. Most of these cars have, like, if it's Mercedes, they've got Embrace. If they've got a, even if they've got, like, Sirius
North Star satellites. And all these other things.
Right. Yeah. Think about it. You've got a Sirius satellite radio.
Yes.
Right? So the satellite radio company knows where you are because you've got that thing turned on. So it is fascinating that we are tracked. Now, in a sense, this improves security for a country, because we're aware of what everybody's
that's
doing,
true.
Correct, right?
We can catch the criminals better this way, too, right?
So there's some give and take, and that's true.
Be aware that this is the issue. If it's your convenience and you're willing to do it, fine. That's how most of us do it. But, you know, you can say no, and there are a lot of services where they ask you, you know, for all these approvals for things that they can follow and track these things, some of which they don't really need. So, you know, take advantage of what opportunity you have to say no to some things if you're concerned about this kind of thing.
That makes sense.
Hey. And on this toy site, by the way, you can go online and review what's been recorded and cut it out.
Okay.
So that's something else you can take.
So you have so in other words, you can use this thing, but then you have to spend as much time going back through to listen to it to find out what you shouldn't, you know,
yes.
Especially if the kids are saying things that you don't want them to say.
True.
Right?
True.
It's not good. So right. I don't know. Everybody's got to make a choice for themselves about what they're willing to give up in order to get what they want.
Right.
That's great, Stuart. Hey, read about it in the Beacon newspaper again. That's a fascinating article. Read it at thebeaconnewspapers.com. Thanks, Stuart. I'm so happy to have Bill Van Dyke join me. Bill, with Paradigm Mortgage Services, glad to have you. How are you?
Good, Eric. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Interesting how the interest rates have dropped over the last few weeks, and we're seeing rates under 4% again, in spite of the fact that the Fed has raised the overnight borrowing by 0.5%. They've gone from 0 to 0.5. So what do you think is going on?
Well, I think international economics has weighed more than domestic between the matters with China, the price of oil dropping, that international money is coming into the United States and making our rates lower.
Okay, so international buyers are buying our debt, essentially.
The safe haven.
The safe haven of American debt, mm-hmm. because it's going to get paid back, right? So that's the thought, and that's why they're paying up for buying that debt. And that when they pay up for buying the debt, then that drives the rate down.
Exactly.
Okay. So interest rates are under 4. You're giving this mortgage review, which we've talked about on the show, that is a chance for our listeners to call, have a 5-10 minute conversation, possibly save thousands, tens of thousands of dollars in their mortgage rates. Had an interesting conversation with you before we started on the show this morning about someone who is in a 4.25% interest rate product on a 7-year ARM, even on Super Jumbo, that you can get them a full percent lower, which now Super Jumbo, for those listening who don't know what that means, that would be over $729,000 in some areas, over $625,000 in other areas. Typically, we're talking $1 million to $2 million, maybe sometimes even bigger than that. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. So if you're borrowing $1 million to $2 million at 4.25% and you can drop it to 3.25%, think about it. 1% on $1 million is $10,000 in savings in interest in that year. So on $2 million, it's $20,000. It's a significant savings over the long term. So I want to encourage you to contact Bill if you'd like to get a mortgage review. Bill, best place to reach you is
301-941-1992.
Okay, and that's 301-941-1992. And you're licensed in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. You can help people.
And Delaware.
And Delaware as well. Okay, great. And the website, you are really 28 years in the business. You've been running this for a long, long time and have had great success and have survived where a lot of people have faltered because you do business the right way. So if somebody wants to contact you, is it best to contact you by just calling you, or is it better to go online? Or
I welcome people to call me directly. I'm in the office every day, but you can also email me at bill@gotoparadigm.com, and we will help you get your best mortgage.
That's great. And again, that phone number is 301-941-1992. Bill, second home purchases in some areas have started to improve. They're starting to get better. Down payment for a second home, is that still 10% now?
10%, yes, mm-hmm. Eric.
With the mortgage insurance premium on the side, is that right?
Or what we're seeing today is lender-paid mortgage insurance, which ends up costing the buyer a little bit less. Mm-hmm. You get a slightly higher interest rate, but the difference in your payment is lower than if you were to get mortgage insurance. So you can get 90% now without paying the mortgage insurance yourself.
Okay, so insurance on the mortgage is to protect the lender that the borrower will not pay their mortgage at some point in time. It protects them in case that happens to get the mortgage covered. What you're saying is where typically the borrower pays for insurance for the lender, if you take a slightly higher interest rate, the lender will pay for that insurance, and you'll still save money over you paying for the insurance yourself. So I love that. And if you're looking at purchasing, is that just for second homes, or that's across the board?
Oh, no, that's for any home.
Okay. All right, so 10% down, lender-paid mortgage insurance. For more information, talk to Bill. Give him a call today at 301-941-1992. Again, that's 301-941-1992. Or the website is gotoparadigm.com. That's gotoparadigm.com. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, Eric.
It's great to have experts like Bill Van Dyke on my team to help you when it comes time to purchase or refinance your mortgage. We have a great preferred vendor guide that we've put together with the names and the license numbers for the different vendors that we work with. You can download a copy of that as well as a copy of our Market Ready Guide, which is how to get your house ready to sell. The Buyer Savvy Guide, which is, you know, things you want to know as a buyer in order to get the best price possible when it comes time to purchasing. To download any of our guides, including the preferred vendor guide, go to ericstewartgroup.com and go to the resources section. You can download it there. If you don't have an internet at your house, don't worry. Call us. We'll mail you a copy. 800-900-9104. Again, that's 800-900-9104. Many thanks. And by the way, we do have another webinar coming up on February the 18th at 11:30 in the morning and on Sunday, February 21st. So this month, Got two more webinars on how to sell your home for top dollar. We've had numerous people respond previously but weren't able to attend based on the dates we had. So put that on your calendar. Thursday, February 18th, 11:30, or February 21st. That's Sunday, right after the show. I'll be right back with more for you in just a moment.